Thank you, Anastasia. So I'm from CAF, the Development Bank of Latin America and the Caribbean. So with the new administration that started in CAF in 2021, CAF has committed to become the Green Bank of Latin America and the Caribbean, and that implies that the green portfolio represents at least 40% of the total portfolio. And this needed to develop took to the need of developing a green taxonomy to characterize each loans as green or not green. And in terms of supporting the energy transition, infrastructure is at the DNA of CAF, and this includes energy infrastructure. From 2014 to 2023, CAF financed 11 energy transition projects for a total of $347 million US dollars in Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Ecuador, Peru, and Uruguay. And this consisted of the construction, commissioning, and maintenance of 6 wind farms, 26 solar plants, and 2 hydroelectric plants. These provide around 3,000 gigawatts of electricity generation per year, and this is equivalent to supplying energy to a total of more than 1 million families. From 2014 to 2022, this power generation reduced greenhouse gas emissions by a total of nearly 4 million tons of CO2 equivalents. So in terms of examples of these transition generation plants, CAF financed a solar farm in Cafayate and a wind farm in Villalonga and Chubut del Norte in Argentina, the Chico Mendes solar farm in Brazil, in Chile, the photovoltaic solar farm in Atacama, an hydroelectric power plant in Hidro Alto, Ecuador. In Peru, four wind farms, the Marcona, Tres Hermanas, Huambos, and Dunas, and one hydroelectric power plant, the La Virgen hydroelectric power plant, and in Uruguay, Artilleros, Ruar wind farm. So in terms of supporting the energy transition, we are now, or the bank is now, working in the generation. So in terms of generation or the supply of energy, in six programs, one program to support the energy transition in Tierra del Fuego in Argentina, and this is to provide energy to the southeast province in Argentina. The program to support the national energy transition and environmental strategy in Panama, the regional program of electricity transportation in the Buenos Aires province to improve on and to reduce losses on the transportation of energy, that in Latin America and the Caribbean there is a big loss of energy in terms of energy transportation. The project to strengthen electrical distribution networks for the aquaculture sector in Ecuador. The distribution network rehabilitation and loss reduction program in Dominican Republic. And the North Gasoduct reversal project in Argentina. So in the last decade, there was this Vaca Muerta gas resource that was discovered in Argentina. The north provinces of Argentina were importing gas from Bolivia. The gas from Bolivia, Bolivia is running out of gas, so the project is not also to supply energy to the northern province, but also to export gas to Bolivia and maybe to Brazil and to Chile. From the demand side, so it's the energy transition implies not only generating more green energy, but also to reducing the consumption of fossil fuel. So one way to do it is by the improvement of transportation, and for that, CAF is supporting the construction of two metros. One is Sao Paulo Metro, and the other is the Quito Metro. And then it has also a biodiversity network that tries to, so it's a network of cities with the goal of improving in the sustainability of the development of cities in the region. And finally, in the last so the flagship report of CAF from the knowledge department, which is called the Report on Economic Development in 2023 and 2024, were on green aspects. The 2023 more on the climate change and biodiversity preservation, and in 2024 it was on the challenges of the energy transition. As in the previous panel were mentioned, some of our countries are very dependent on fossil fuels. Some other countries have a lot of reserves on critical minerals. Some of our countries have a big potential on green energy production. So the challenges are going to be very different for each country in Latin America. And the transition will be very different. So we cannot talk about one energy transition, but the transition will be very different for each country. And as the previous panelists mentioned, for Trinidad and Tobago, which with a huge supply of oil and gas, it's going to be very different than for Chile that has no fossil fuels, right? So that's why Chile it has a big improvement on the generation of renewable sources, because that has a double gain. They reduce imports of energy and they advance in the energy transition. But for Trinidad and Tobago, they are trying to see how they can extract more potential from gas and trying to move their generation towards renewable sources and making improvements in terms of low emission hydrogen that can be a way to diversify their economies. So, and I think that with that, I can close my first intervention.